Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Many Alaskans are calling for the repeal of last year's criminal justice overhaul, while some others want to give the law more time to work. The bill and a proposed replacement are the focus of legislators in Juneau for a special session. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on public testimony heard this week.
Alaskans disturbed about rising crime are focusing their anger on a law passed more than a year ago, Senate Bill 91. Anchorage resident Leonard Martin says his cousin Gregory Gill was killed in September by a man who had committed earlier offenses. Martin says these offenses should have led to tougher penalties than the new law allows.
I urge you to repeal SB 91 and take SB 54 off the table until we can put facilities in place to do the treatment and the rehabilitation. You got the cart ahead of the horse on this, guys.
The debate is focusing on Senate Bill 54, a measure that would make limited changes to the law. It would increase the penalties for those who commit Class C felonies and petty thefts, as well as those who violate their conditions of release. Some members of the public are cautioning lawmakers against acting too quickly to reverse Senate Bill 91. They say the reductions in jail time under the law are providing savings that will fund treatment and other services for offenders. They say these services will reduce the number of repeat offenders. Soldotna Police Chief Peter Mlynarek says the legislature should take several steps to support police. He says it should begin by passing SB 54 and increasing funding for public safety. Then it should take more actions.
Fulfill the promises of SB 91, so fund drug and alcohol rehabilitation programs. Place statutory limitation on releasing repeat offenders on their own recognizance. Restore the bail schedule and enable courts to sanction those who pay fines and restitution.
The House Judiciary Committee debated amendments to Senate Bill 54. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
The University of Alaska has rolled out a draft budget proposal for fiscal year 2019. UA President Jim Johnson summarized the numbers at a special Board of Regents meeting Tuesday. Johnson told Regents that the $917 million operating proposal includes a 5% tuition hike and a $341 million state funding request, an increase over the current year.
We start out the year on the operating side at $317. We bring in fixed costs, which I would note do not include compensation increases for staff during this year. We then go through our strategic investment areas.
The proposed strategic initiatives total over $25 million, about half of which is covered by federal funds. Johnson outlined initiative goals starting with increasing college participation and completion, including in the education and healthcare fields.
We will reemphasize the role of the community campuses and ask them to significantly increase the production of workforce-oriented credentials, particularly for adults.
Other initiative goals include increasing research and its commercialization, with the broader objective of contributing to Alaska's economic development.
One potential initiative is to link research, commercialization, entrepreneurship, and workforce development in one or more key industries.
Johnson listed maritime transportation, fisheries, healthcare, and security as examples. The draft operating budget proposal and a $50 million capital request for deferred maintenance both go before Regents for approval at a November meeting. Faith and science merge tonight in Fairbanks for a discussion of climate change. The Fairbanks Climate Action Coalition is sponsoring the event, which will feature a presentation from the National Ecological Observatory Network. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, leaders from various denominations will discuss the religious implications of the shifting climate.
Christopher Baird is the local field operations manager for the National Ecological Observatory Network. He says his group is scientifically agnostic, and by that he means NEON, as the group is called, engages in some widespread and complex ecological data gathering. Then the group makes that data available publicly to anyone with a computer and internet access. But he admits not many people know about NEON.
This provides NEON an opportunity really to broaden our reach and try to engage more users to use the data products that NEON provides.
NEON is funded by the National Science Foundation, and it's studying two vast ecological domains in Alaska, with others in the lower 48. Baird seems comfortable working with the Climate Action Coalition and its interfaith working group.
While we see the world in really different ways, I think we can all agree that we have, to a certain degree, a moral obligation to protect our natural resources.
Reverend Neil McCoy agrees with that. He's the pastor of University Community Presbyterian Church and part of the Interfaith Working Group. He points to the creation story in Genesis, saying when God gave Adam and Eve dominion over the earth, it implied a responsibility.
And to me, that requires us to take care of the earth, because it was given to us to renew us and to feed us and to nourish us. And if we are not taking care of the earth, then we're not holding up our end of the bargain.
Tonight's panel discussion on faith and science takes place at 7 p.m. in the University Community Presbyterian Church. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
And I'm Dan Bross.